got to do with none of y'all. I'm going to be here.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name's Victoria. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you currently calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can I go ahead and get your first and last name, please?
Sherry Campbell.
Could you spell that out for me?
All of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Sherry is S-H-E-R-R-Y. Campbell is C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L.
And what's a good callback number for you today?
256-945-1468.
And would you like to receive text message updates with the status of your service today?
Yes.
All right, and just so you know, message and data rates may apply. And could you go ahead and provide me with your member ID, please?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Could you go ahead and provide me with your member ID number, please?
Okay, hold on. Let me see. No, I just had it. Let me show it back in here. Okay, my policy number is 00-283257.
Thank you. 00-283257.
Maybe it's off again. 00-283257.
All right, I'm not locating a policy with that number. Do you happen to have the vehicle's VIN number?
Give me a VIN number. Give me a VIN number. Here.
You're going to get off the door. Off the door.
It's going to be 1-1-F-M-Y-U-O-3-1-5-4-K-A-4-1-4-9-7.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to repeat that back to you. That's 1, F as in Frank, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, U as in umbrella, O as in Ohio, 3154. K as in kite, A as in apple, 41497.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm not seeing a policy pop up with that VIN number either. Do you have the zip code associated with the policy?
Yeah, 35640.
Okay.
Give me the glasses. If you're going to send her home. I'm trying to say I ain't got no insurance for this paper 101. Hell, I don't. I got papers right here showing I got insurance four or five times.
All right. So I'm not seeing anything pop up with that zip code either. Let's see.
I got my insurance card. It's totally different policy number than what's on that other piece of paper.
Okay, can I go ahead and get that number?
C-S-A-L.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
C-S-A-L-O-O-O-2-8-3-2-5-7.
That's C as in cat, S as in Sam, A as in apple, L as in Larry, O as in ocean, O as in ocean, O as in ocean, 2-8-3-2-5-7. 283-257.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And for security purposes, could you verify that address registered to your policy?
209 Starkey Row, Horsham, Alabama, 35640.
Mm-hmm. And what's the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
It's a four. 2004. It's Ford Escape.
And the color of the vehicle?
Black.
And what's the reason for your breakdown today?
I don't know. We got in it to crank it up. It cranks up, but it won't go in out of park.
Windows won't work. Right now.
Were you looking for a tow service today?
Tow what? We gotta have a vehicle.
Is there any way we get rental vehicles? Rental vehicles? Or y'all
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't hear you. What was that?
Do y'all rent vehicles or what?
We gotta have a vehicle.
You would have to call your insurance company for a rental.
Okay. Well, we should. What we're doing? We're in Tennessee, and we at the Tennessee Quorum.
Okay. So, what type of service were you looking for?
Tow service. Tow us out of here. Get us back to the hotel.
I guess tow the car back to the hotel.
Okay. So I will let you know that you do have one service every 72 hours. So if you use this service to go back to the hotel now, you wouldn't be able to use your coverage again until another 72 hours from this time.
That's 3 days.
Yes, ma'am.
How are we going to get home? I guess we got to go back to the hotel and go home. I don't know what to do.
We got to get towed to the hotel so we can see what we can do there. Go to the hotel.
So you want to tow it back to the hotel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is this vehicle a four-wheel, all-wheel, or two-wheel standard drive?
Can't answer these questions. I don't know nothing about this vehicle.
What is it, ma'am?
Is this vehicle a four-wheel, all-wheel, or two-wheel standard drive?
It's a two-wheel drive.
Okay, and
like
just a
SUV.
Just a couple questions. Is this vehicle currently in a parking garage?
No, it's in a parking lot.
Okay, is the vehicle modified to be lowered to the ground?
Yeah, it's good.
Has the clearance? Does the parking lot have any clearance of less than 8 feet?
Yeah, it's got plenty. Ain't nothing overhead.
So you're
oh,
able
you mean 8 feet to get it out?
Correct.
It'll probably be after a while.
Well, what I'm saying is,
yeah, he got 8 feet. Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is there any clearance to get into that parking lot?
Well, these big trucks coming in here.
Okay.
All kind of trucks.
Okay. Are you able to shift the vehicle out of park into driver neutral?
I have to take the cable off of it.
I'm sorry?
Huh? Yeah. But here, talk to my wife right quick.
Do what, ma'am?
Are you able to shift the vehicle out of park into driver neutral? Ma'am?
Do what, ma'am? You're breaking up.
Are you able to shift the vehicle out of park into driver neutral?
No, ma'am. That's what we're trying to tell you. It won't go in park.
Will it go into neutral?
Nope, it won't go out of gear at all.
Okay. And lastly, is this service a result of an accident?
No.
Okay. And you have the keys to the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have another form of transportation to get to your destination?
No, ma'am.
And how many people do you have with the vehicle?
7.
Okay, so unfortunately, the tow service providers only allow up to 2 passengers in the vehicle. So you guys would have to try to find another form of transportation to get back to your destination, okay? Did you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I heard you a little bit of it. Okay. Yeah, my granddaughter's hurt.
Go ahead. All right. And you guys will be there when the provider arrives, correct?
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to get it jump off right now.
Okay. Let's see.
And you can get that baby so daddy can help you pop it off.
And can I get the address where the vehicle's located?
I don't know that, ma'am. We in Tennessee. I'm from Decatur, Alabama. And we're at the Tennessee Quorum. I don't know nothing all about that.
Okay. I'm going to send a text message to your phone. If you go ahead and open that link that I just sent you, it'll give you the latitude and longitude to where you're located. And if you read that back to me, I can go ahead and pinpoint your location.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, I just sent over a text message to your phone. If you click the link, it'll send you the latitude and longitude. And if you can read that back to me, I can go ahead and pinpoint your location.
It's not letting me open this app or this link.
Okay, do you mind looking for the address of the aquarium online? Because I'm going to need an exact address if you're not able to use that location feature I just sent you.
Let me look on my maps because we're not at the aquarium parking lot. We're in a different parking lot.
Okay.
You ready to crank? I don't need them.
It's 222 Board Street.
Right, we don't nail.
I'm sorry, say it again.
She said, can you wait just a second to see if we get it cranked? Because if we get it cranked, we won't need it.
I don't allow to rise. Still ain't going in gear.
We still have to manually put it in gear.
I'm going park at all. So
you need them?
It's got a thing you turn counterclockwise
and get a line
back up.
You need them?
You
still
need
them?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I don't know if it's going to
work. I mean, either way, we can't go back to the hotel.
Well, only going to get Donnie left to think about this.
Yes, ma'am. I'll just call you back if we need you.
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Okay.